Morning Watch, The Factor of Blending for the Reality of the Body of Christ, Week 7, Monday, Related Verses, Romans 12, verses 4 through 5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Romans 11, verse 17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Romans 6, verses 4 through 5. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. John 15, verses 4 through 6. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If one does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one spirit. Related reading. The highest peak in God's economy is the reality of the body of Christ. We know the term the body of Christ. We may even have seen the revelation of the body of Christ. Yet, we can see very little of the reality of the body of Christ within us and among us. This reality has nothing to do with any kind of organization or with anything that remains in the nature of organization. Also, the reality of the body of Christ is not a system in any way, because no system is organic. The reality of the body of Christ is absolutely and altogether organic. Paul's writings are the completion of the divine revelation. You have to realize that this completing ministry is altogether focused on the body. If you take away Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 1 and 4, and Colossians 1 and 2, you take away the chapters concerning the body of Christ from Paul's writings. From these chapters, you can see the top point, the ultimate point, of God's divine revelation. The body. The body is the ultimate item of God's continual working, so the body is the top point of God's entire revelation. First of all, we have to realize that we redeemed sinners have all been made part of Christ's body. Also, we have to realize that all the parts of Christ's body are organic. They are not only organic, but also properly organic. To be properly organic in the body does not mean that you simply get baptized and that you get into a so-called church and then you become a member of the body of Christ. Rather, it means that you must be organically united with Christ. You must be a part properly planted into Christ's body organically. Then you will have a proper organic union with the body of Christ. Then you will become a part of the body. Among these four books, Romans, 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, and Colossians, each has its own angle of viewing the body. Two words from Romans 12, verse 5 indicate the organic union in Christ. In Christ is a matter of the organic union. We who are many are one body in Christ. Just this one little phrase tells us from which angle Romans 12 speaks of the body. It speaks from the angle of the life union, from the angle of the organic union. How then can we get into Christ? We were not born in Christ, we were born in Adam. But by being reborn, we have been transplanted into Christ. This little phrase, in Christ, has been used many times in the New Testament. Whenever you read in Christ, you must remember that this indicates the organic union with Christ. Why does Romans 12 talk about the function of the body? Because it talks about the body based upon the organic union we have in Christ. In this union with Christ, there is a life that unites us together with Christ and with all the other members of Christ. When we remain in this organic union, we are in the body. When we do not remain in this organic union, we are out of the body. You need to check yourself for one day to see how much time you remain in this organic union. You will have to admit that you do not remain very much in this organic union. The actuality of the body is the remaining in the organic union with Christ. John 15 charges us to abide in Him. To abide in Him simply means to remain in this organic union. When we remain in this organic union, we are actually living in the body. If we do not remain in this organic union with Christ, we have left the body. As long as you say something by yourself, you have left the body. This means that your gossip, your free talk, your loose conversation is a strong sign that you have left the body.